on page 47. Until now we were learning the difference between Chochma and Bina. And the Ikke Chiddush of Taras Achsidus is what would become of the Chochma of the Jewish people. What was going to be with our Chochma? Bina was not in as great danger as Chochma. And the problem when you have Bina without Chochma could lead to a lifeless Yiddishkeit, and to a Yiddishkeit that is very, very different from the way that it was given at Maimon HaSinai. So now we're going to learn the sugya of Chachma in our kalim, to bring into our kalim. It begins with a question. The answer seems obvious, but it's not so obvious and it has to be worked through. On page 47, Yesh lehizbainein. Yesh lehizbainein. It's a question that's been asked for thousands of years. What is the maila that a human being has over an animal? It's not a silly question. It's been asked millions of times. We have to understand, as Yidden, the answer to this question and how important it is. Most of the world hasn't come to the answer. We'll see. That people dress a certain way, and that people are more intelligent, it's not the Nekuda HaPnimis. HaTzameach Oyla Al HaDoimen, we understand that the Maila that a plant has over an inanimate thing like a rock, whatever, is Bekach HaTzmicha. A plant has that koach of tzmicha, of growing. That's its maila over things that can't grow, over daimen. Hachai ala tzomeach, a living being, an animal, has a maila ala tzomeach over a plant, the koach hatnua, that an animal can go from one place to the other. Ach ma'gayim lemin ha'anoishi, Lochus bal erach yoise mina behemis achais v'ha'ayfus. But what is it that causes a human being to sense, to feel that he has greater value, that he's a bigger ba'mayla than behemis chais v'ha'ayfus? In a parenthesis, v'ena kavana l'merchak sheben Yehudi l'goy. We're not talking here in this mind. We'll have a mind later on what's the difference between a Jew and a goy. That's not what we're talking about now. El hamerchak ha'atzmusi va'apnimi ben dargis enoish ha'klolus adargis balchai. Here we're talking about bechlal, human beings. We're not talking yet about the madrega of a yid, of a Jew. A human being over a balchai. Afki ha'mayne al-kein bepashtus, even though the obvious difference is she'ha'odam hun nechbad, that a human being is a creature of dignity, of self-respect, and is worthy of being respected. Nala is higher than an animal, that's obvious. Ach yesh lezboinim b'ma. But we have to be mezboinim. What makes man worthy of that covet? What makes him more dignified than an animal? Achein. Chachmas oylam hinan peiros hamtsoa shel bar enosh. We understand that the chachmas of this world, all kinds of chachmas that human beings have thought of, the innovations, creations, inventions of this world, kinichan adam echushe chachma, a man is blessed with chushe chachma, the chush of chachma, v'shekol v'seichel she'ein lebalchaim, chachma and seichel that a balchai doesn't have. That's obvious. But in all fairness, there are certain chachmas that animals have, different animals have, that human beings don't have. Im kein, shnei hatzdadim shavim heima. There are milas of chachma by human beings, there are certain milas by behemoths. V'chol tzad, yesh es ma she'en lezul asay. What one has, the other doesn't have. Ma mokim eifa liyesa gadlus. So what's the gadlus of a mensch? Hayizgor chayat al nagar. Should a tailor be misgoyer on a carpenter mishum yidiyosu b'tfira? It's a different chachma. This one has a chachma of being a carpenter, the other one has a chachma of being a tailor. So one's bigger than the other, greater than the other. So these are two different chachmas. You know, you could be a big nuclear physicist, but if you're in a bad neighborhood and somebody's chasing you, then you wish you would be. You'd be better off being a tiger or a cheetah or something, right? What's going to help you that you're going to stop and offer the people some formula? I would like to discuss something with you. You wish that you had a different chachma. For instance, a balchai has a chush hareach. There are animals that have the ability to smell. Legalis chaymei nefetz or ganavim, that they can smell. When there's anything explosives, they use them in the airports and other places. Or ganavim also, if somebody, a stranger, comes someplace, they can smell. Ad shaliit de makelav hashem al bailav, where it's of an afaychu, where a human being is a big balmadrega, but the human being is being guarded and watched and protected by a balchai. You would think, like with a child, you're watching a child, the child's not watching you. I remember the feeling we had once. We had this, actually, I just remember to make a shiva call to this. She's already married with many of her own children. But we, years ago, when we had our first child, so we had this babysitter. We used to come home, and she was fast asleep, the babysitter. And Meir was like reading a book on the couch. Like, you know, she. So when you walked in, it wasn't clear who's the shomer, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like Meir was watching over the babysitter. Maybe she was fast asleep. So there's a say the hadvar, but it's a funny thing that the balchai is watching the person, and the balchai is protecting the person. And people, when it comes to these animals that go around, the dogs that go around sniffing for explosives, you stop and think that I'm putting my whole life in the hands. The person doesn't think that on this plane there's not going to be anything, because we have that way of thinking. But really, you figure that my life is in the hands of a dog. He's my shomer. He's the one that's checking to see if there's anything on this airplane that doesn't belong here. A human being can't feel when there's somebody, a stranger that's nearby. If a person is in danger, could be in trouble. Many animals, they have this sense. So you can say, well, a person wears clothing. I mean, it's less and less, but a person wears clothing. Mizgarba bayis, he lives in a house. Mugan mikshamim umichama. In a house where he's protected from the elements, from rain and from the heat. Yoyishev al kisa, he sits on a chair. Shulchan lefan over the table. Marizegman kankan, he doesn't lap up something from a puddle in the street. He drinks from a bottle. Vishayisim an akais. He pours from a bottle. Animals drink from bottles. V'shoyisim an hakais, and he drinks from a cup. The god of ba'aron keeps his clothing nice in an aron. Orchiz b'mazlei, human being uses a fork. Kedei lahavi min atzalachis al piv, to bring something from the plate to his mouth. Achloi miskabel adas shepratim chitzanim. These are all chitzanim that get pratim. These are chitzanistic pratim. Kabayis, a house, rehitim, furniture, kalim. Kaivim is milas adam. That's what's kaveh, the mile of the human being. These pratim. But it says, Donal said, that to say on a human being that Of course, it doesn't mean he's like God, but as the, it's a way of saying that the mile of a human being is unbelievable. But the chasrei ma'at me'elokim. Hegam im yachser odin is kol eil. Even a person would not have a chair and wouldn't eat by a table, and he wouldn't have a house. And even if he would. Even if he would be licking the food off the floor, he still wouldn't be an animal. He has an inner worth that makes him a completely different min, a different being than an animal. Even if you find an animal that's living in a furnished home, lon almita, and sleeps in a bed, v'yoshev al kisei, and sits in a chair, lovish begodim, and he's wearing clothing, v'ayuchel bekelim, and this behemoth eats from kelim, tem nasa dem l'odim, doesn't make him into an odim, into a person. So then you would say, ma'alas hadibah, speech. An odim is called a medaber, right? A medaber, a speaking being. V'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, ruach chayim, means ruach memalulah. Speaking. So Milas Hadiba, that's not the Pnimius either. Af he ain bokidela roimim as odam yesa balchai. That is not the Pnimius that elevates a human being to distinguish him from a balchai. Higam lahem, sofa mishalahem. Over the years they found that animals communicate in different ways. Svaschai, svaifis. Animals and birds, tzatzuf and vegayus, that they have, or chirping and making sounds, payus, vahmayus, all different kinds of sounds. Ein odem evinim, we don't understand these sounds. Kvishukam svas amim, the shmas, like a kailas chasim mishmas. We don't understand the sounds of animals, we don't understand Chinese either. Or other languages that we're not familiar with. It sounds like stama, sounds, noises. The chazal themselves say, Lashon chazal, omro laval hilal, shalei ozav divrei chacham shalei lamda. That they say about Hillel HaZaken, that there wasn't one chokhmah that he didn't know. Afilu kol ha-lishaynis, he knew all of the lishaynis, he knew all languages, Hillel. Afilu sichas harum u'gva'is, he even understood the languages of mountains and hills. U'beko, sichas eitzim, next page, 48, sichas eitzim va'asavim. He understood the language of trees and of grass. Sichas chayis of behemoth. And he understood the sichas between chayis of chayis and behemoth. Means that there's such a thing, whatever that means. After the parentheses. So hey, yaisa adam haylech al shtayim leil arba. So you say, no, a chilek between a human being and an animal, the human being walks on two, an animal walks on four. That's not kaveya, the erech of a person. You have people never that can't walk at all. And an animal can be trained. Some animals can be trained to walk. Adam ki yizorch al arba. If a human being, God forbid, has to crawl on all four. Abal chai she'elech hashtayim. If you have an animal that walks on two legs. Adayin le'nishtavu be'erekam. Still, this is a behemoth. That's a bal chai. It's an animal. Yesh bodem afterbirth. Yesh bodem. Havanas seichel v'zikaron. So then, it must be that the ma'ala of human being is that he's a bal seichel, that he has a seichel, and he remembers. Seichel v'zikaron. Al gam l'balichai yesh havana v'zikaron l'tzarchei atzman. Animals have, of course, a much more limited seichel, but they have a seichel and they have a zikaron, a memory, l'tzarchei atzman, as far as their lives are concerned. They could remember something from the first day that they came into the world. Hadvara, right at Suf, Litzor Dvash, there's a chachma that the bee has to make honey. It's a tremendous chachma. You have to see how these things are done. It's an unbelievable chachma, how they do this with the honeycomb. Ha'ivroi Veitzel Hakan. So the bee comes back to its place. The bird knows its nest and stays there. Not only that, but Zeichas Mekaymai, it remembers the place. Remember seeing these shows when we were kids. You have like the fish and all these animals. You have the seals. They go hundreds of thousands of miles to go back to the place where they came from. They have such a thing. Hanami is Hakim Lariv Laterv. All kinds of chachmas. That a tiger, a leopard use to trap, to be able to trap, to get to its prey. Hanamela Takim Aslulea, an ant knows, even though there are millions of them, each ant knows its path, its own little mahalach. And the eagle knows all kinds of chachmas have to protect its young. Like it says in Pasuk. Ibn Achim talks about that. He brings some Ramanda. Gam behem yesh lezikaron. An animal also remembers. Kvisha adam ein la havana vizikaron letzarecha balchai. The same way that a human being doesn't understand and doesn't remember the needs of an animal. So the Baal Chai doesn't have any chachmas and doesn't have any memories as far as human beings are concerned. An animal gets its food without paying for it. Therefore, an animal is potter from all of the complications that come with trying to get money in order to buy food. So if you're gonna ask an animal, what do you think, talk about the recession? Do you think America is bouncing back or something? The world is bouncing back? He says, well, it's a nafkimina for me. It's not a nafkimina. We also know about things that have no nafkimina for us. So the economy has no nafkimina for an animal. So therefore he's potter from that whole lineage. And if a person's potter from something, he also doesn't have any chachma. Doesn't have any chachma. In that inyan. He's potter from that inyan. Used to be that every single person, years ago, that every single person knew how things grow and what makes this kind of thing grow and where does this grow. And how. We don't know anything. You just go to the grocery. Every single child in the old days and in certain places in the world now, every child knows how things grow and how much, all the protem of how things grow and about all the animals. And we don't know these things because we're part of it now. Because we don't live in these places, so we're part of this. A person's part of it. So we have no chachm in these things. An animal's part. He has no shaykhis to those things that he's part of from. L'shem begodim, clothing. L'shem batim, homes. L'shem chasnas. As far as making a chasnas is concerned, so he doesn't have to worry about that. L'shem chayves v'tashlumim. Doesn't have to worry about chasnas. Doesn't have to worry about owing money and paying money. L'shem kavod, l'shem refuah shleima. And with tzarchei atzmon, as far as their own needs are concerned, chachamim balichayim adamai, there's tremendous chachmas by animals. V'im toimer, so you get it, probably you're wondering, ma tam l'roimim erkam shel balichayim, like why are we wasting time here trying to look for the mindless of animals? L'shvoisim l'dargis enlaish, to compare animals to human beings, or the chilufin, or the other way, lahayvid is dagger. So then, why are we wasting time to do such a terrible thing, to degrade human beings by comparing them in any way to animals, to bring them down to the michus erech dagger balchai, like a balchai? Hamana alkach. The answer to this, shahamanich es azulas. The tzaddikim all say that when you put somebody else down, in other words, we could say a behemoth is this, a behemoth is this, a behemoth is that. And mimela, I'm higher than a behemoth. Like the Belzerov used to say, that there are two ways you can make yourself great. Right? There are two ways. You and the other person are on the same level. There are two ways you can make yourself greater than the other person. One is by making you like this, and this guy's there. The other way is we are staying in the same place, and you're making him like this, and putting him down like this. So then you look at yourself and you say, I'm greater than him. So the tachlis is not that to understand that the ma'ila of a human being is, I'm not a behemah. Or the behemah the behema eats like this and smells like that, the behema is dumb, and it's like, that's not the comfort and the kud of what a human being is, by showing the nemichus of an animal. By putting an animal down, or by putting another person down, that doesn't mean you have become any greater. It doesn't mean that you've reached any heights in your own personal life. You just put the other one down. The tachlis is to recognize the milas of the other. And with the other's milas, to discover within yourself a nekuda, a mila, not because there's a race, but to understand who you are and the milas that a human being has. That is what makes a person tall. Not by remaining clueless to who you are and just putting everybody else down, including animals and everybody else. That doesn't make you into a balmaila, which we're often guilty of. Think of how many times, just stop. This sheikh is this sheikh, this guy, right? And what did you do to make yourself into a yid? So the Torah says you were born a yid. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a thing for you. And you have to be grateful every minute of your life that Hashem made you into a yid. But when you speak with derision about the shiksha, the sheikhs, and the guy, that's not magala inside of you, the nekuda of being a Jew. That's just putting down goyim. You weren't magala the nekuda of being a Jew. Could be that you're God forbid, this person is davening, you're learning, and he talks lashon hara and achilas, and he's got all kinds of crazy thoughts. But how does he make himself feel that he's part of the chosen people? Because he's not a God. Also, that's not revealing within himself the goiva, the greatness and the exaltedness of being a Jew. That when you're 120, the best thing you can say about your Yiddishkeit is, I'm not a goy. There's something to that as well. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you into a Yid. What did you do for yourself? That's why the Kadmonim says, brought down Yishuv Yaakov and others, I think the Yavit says, that in the morning in the Brachas, they say, Baruch HaTashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalasani Goy. We don't say Shalasani Yisrael. It would be a nicer bracha, no? To say in the morning, Baruch HaTashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalasani Yisrael, I want to thank you a bunch of you made me into a Yid. Why do we say Shalasani Goy? Say Shosani Yisrael, Shosani Yehudi. So the Teretz is that a person's born and he's not a goy, that the Baruch Shalom created you, that you're not a goy. But to make yourself be'emes, to have the mile of a yid, not just because your mother's Jewish, so you're defined as a Jew, but the mile of a yid, of what a Jew really is, that you have to, your whole life, you have to work on that. That's not just to say Shosani Yisrael, Shosani Yisrael. No one's making you into a yid. You got to make yourself into a yid. Shalasani goy that you were given. That's the raw material. You're not a goy. Shalasani goy. But if you go your whole life and all your Yiddishkeit is only one thing, he's a goy, he's a shegit, he's a shiksa. That's your whole Yiddishkeit, the shalasani goy. That's not the tachlis of being born not a goy. The tachlis is to make yourself into a yid, into a real Jew. Therefore, to understand the mila of a human being over an animal, it's shallow just to point to the chesroinus, to the chitzainis deke chesroinus, without coming to the pnimius of what's the mila, what's an adam. In nil ag, the dargis balchai, if we mock, we make fun. The bottom of 48. If we make fun, the dargis balchai. And you could substitute Bal Chai here with Goy, because that's been done all the time for thousands of years. If we make fun of the dargis of a Bal Chai, and mevatel it and put it down and make fun and make jokes, he's not campaigning for any kind of an animal rights. That's not at all. A Bal Chai is a Bal Chai. But making that silly comparison that the what a human being is in the is different from Baal Chai. By that, loy birarnu bekach as erko ha'amiti shel ha'amin ha'enoishi. We haven't clarified. We haven't come to a true understanding of vos is amedge. What is a human being? Especially since in the 19th century there was a whole tnuah to see a human being as an animal that evolved into a human being. Because a human being is a choshev animal, is a more complicated. It's like you have Windows 98, and then you have Windows, I guess, 99. I don't know how many years they. So then you have a model of a human being, an animal is a model, and then you have the more advanced model as a human being. It could be that most people, maybe not scientists, I don't know, but most people in the world think that there's such a thing. That a human being is a more advanced animal. But in order to evaluate, to understand the erech, the value of an adam be'emes, in truth, one has to understand what is the true value of that level beneath a human being. So we know there's daimem, sameach, chai, and medaber. Inanimate, plants, animals, and a human being. And the kuzri maral, the tzadikum magala, that Yisrael is a different man, right? We're going to get to that. First, you have to understand. So what taki is the madrega of a behemah, of a Baal Chai? And what's the chilik between a Baal Chai? In pnimius. Not how he sits and how he walks. Not even how we talk. Not even this inyan of being able to remember. A Baal Chai can remember something from the first minute it was in the world. Not even that. Yishlach is erech hanochim shal hanom hachemenu. And then from there to begin to understand what tak is the mile of a human being. What makes a human being different? Page 49. And more. Hatsamech nis'alum ha'daimem. A plant is on a higher madrega than an object. Because of the little movement that it makes in its place. Because a plant can grow, it can grow. So because of that motion in its place, that's the mila of a plant over an animal, over a rock. Kitnu also elach ve'elach l'mashavi haruach. The wind blows, it moves, and it grows. K'mar chen b'koyach atzmicha v'haylod. And a rock doesn't have another rock. But with plants, so there's a tenuah that leads to tzmicha growing and more grass and more trees. Hachai neshav and tzomeach, the animal is more choshev than the tzomeach, than the plant. V'koach hayosim is no elam erchokim kavas nafsho. A plant can only go a little bit, it moves a little bit in the wind and it grows a little bit up. An animal can run and can go wherever it wants. Achar akarba mitziyazu, yuvan shet tzomeach she'ibed is koach ha'atzmocha. We understand that when a plant loses its ability to grow, or it loses its ability to move around a little bit in the wind, then it's no better than a rock. If the plant is dead and it's lying on the ground, whatever, it can't grow, it can't move, so it's no better than a rock. Even though it might look right now like it's a beautiful flower, but the mice say it lost its myla because it can't grow anymore. Even though right now it's a flower, it has very nice colors and everything. But lemaisa is not better than a rock. Ach ibed is hamayla sheichda loisoy lehe also is bar darga yoisel yoin. It's lost. It's lost that mayla, that advantage that it had over the rock. So now that this beautiful flower is lying there dead on the ground, and it's not growing anymore, it's going to start shriveling up. So the ground, the dirt, and the rock looks at the flower and says, "Baruch haba, you've now joined the lowest class in all of creation, which is the diamond." And the flower is looking and says, "But look at me. Look at pink and yellow and orange and the rocks. 2 days from now, I'm going to be looking much better than you, the rock says. Much better than you. You'll see. An animal that loses its mila of being able to come and to go, doimim ala karka, and it's stuck in one place. Only it moves a little bit with the wind. It's like a plant. They even call, God forbid, human beings that have lost their ability. They call human beings vegetables. There's such a lashon that's used. This person's a vegetable. Hashem yirachem. Even though this is a bird or this is an ox, but for whatever reason, it can't move anymore. It becomes, it loses its mila of a balchai. Only when we truly understand the mila of an odom al pichai. Because we see that things can switch from one category, one type, to the other. What about a human being, lo aleinu, who can't move? What a human being who can't. So does that make him, God forbid, into a domain? And what happens? Can it be that a human being loses the tzura sa'odam till he, God forbid, is like an animal? Can there be such a thing? What does that mean? Days. Noyde shabalechaim nechnu b'chushim adinim. We know that animals were given very delicate chushim, very powerful senses, as a gift from Hashem, in order to survive. And we saw this recently, it wasn't long ago, when there was the tsunami, I don't remember what year that was, that big flood, that a few years ago, That flood, you remember, it swallowed up islands and destroyed tremendous pieces of the earth. So what happened during that time? What were the animals? It was a mila to being an animal at that time. Why? Because higbiu efai roisha min avus hayerek, the animal. Days before the tsunami happened, animals felt that something's not right. They lifted their heads up from their food, the straw, their vegetables and straw shalifnayim, hitu shmiosam, and they leaned over to listen, oreicham, the shmecking, smelling in the air, l'meshavei haruach, to the winds, and l'pesa, and all of a sudden, no suraglayim. They got up and they ran. People are still sitting in their beach chairs, right? To the last second. They're pictures. The animals, it's an amazing thing. And it's not like one says, nah, it's going to be all right. Well, the animals, they start to run. Natives, Not the people in the hotels, but natives, they take animals seriously. I remember reading about this. They know that the animals have a chush, and something's going on. If the animals are starting to run, it means that there's something going on. The nimul to lagav hei miroi mei ha'har amruchakim. Animals start to run to get up to mountains. They're all running to get to mountains. And some of the natives, they trusted their animals, and they got onto the backs of the horses, whatever the animals, the donkeys, they went with the animals. Because these human beings trusted, and they knew that their sensitivity, their chush, doesn't reach the animal's chush. The animal has a bigger chush. And these people, these natives, knew that something's going on. And they trusted the animals and went with the animals. And when they reached these high mountains, then the animals, they relaxed. When they got to the mountains, they relaxed. They felt, here, the trouble, the danger is quiet. It's okay. Gaius Hamayim Ha'olam, Latovai Ad Gevahim Shekeila. They knew with their chush that the waves are not going to reach these mountaintops. The Soich Zman Kotzlashulusam Shama. A short time after the animals got to the mountains, his Chayil Achein Ha'asain Hanar, the horrible tragedy took place. A Shegarf El Zut Ashayam, that swept out into the ocean, Batim, homes, and the Foshes, and Achlois. Thousands, I don't remember the number anymore. Thousands and thousands of people. Mochak me'al ha-map, the tsunami erased from the map. Orem v'ayoris, towns and villages. The Hain of Gal with a big wave. Finished off. The Yamim, Eis kolo ha-mayim al p'nei ha-aretz. Finally, after some time, some days when the waters receded, Ad ki chorven is galsi yabosha, till the land was already, you could see the land. Hechelu balechaim lochush choysem anayach bepiskos. And all of a sudden the animals on the mountains start to feel uncomfortable being up in the mountains. They start to feel that it wasn't good in the mountains for them anymore. They didn't get any report on the news. And they didn't see anything on their computers. They're someplace far away in the mountains, and they start to feel it's time to go home. Bikshu lo shuv al ha'amokim ha'chamim. They want to go back to the warm the valleys, the places where they live. It's warm. B'chusham ha'miyuchad hegishu kishovu yamim l'tikunam. They felt with their chush that the oceans, the water was back to its place. Yardu Efoim Alagvois, I remember they went down from the mountains. Also Darkim Alamira Hamukam Yam Yamim. They went back to graze in their familiar places where they come from. Krabi Yom Shuvam, Tachavu Roisham Alakash Vayarik. They went right back to their food where they left off. They went back to the same spot. And they went back to eat. They were in the middle of eating. They went back to the same place. Kalahoya Klum. And you know what? They're not crying. They're not searching through any ruins. They just went back. They resumed their regular lives. They were in great danger for their lives. They were saved. They saved themselves. They just continue living the way they were living. Page 50. Somach lahem, right? All these animals were so relaxed that they just came back home and they just continued living. They weren't even perspiring. They weren't nervous at all. They're just living. Everything's fine. Right over there in the same places, Hayodam Sheminisibais Hashgoch El Yon and Nitzel Afhuman Hasain. Imagine right there, right where the animals are, there's a human being sitting there. And this human being, Bechazde Hashem, somehow was spared. He didn't die. The Sard L'chaim, he was left alive. You have all these amazing stories about somebody held on to a tree. I remember there were all these things that he held on to something for 2 weeks floating around. I mean, more than that. Those stories, amazing stories. So this guy comes back to his place, and he's sitting there, and he's watching the behemoths. The behemoths are eating, and everything's okay. And this human being is sitting there. But the human being is not sitting, he didn't just resume his life. Here's where we come to the Kuda Pnimus. He didn't just resume his life. Yoyshev Hoya Yoman Velaila. The person was sitting day and night. Umaharher, and thinking. B'tahafuches nefesh. His inner turmoil. Tahafuches nefesh. His soul is turning over and over inside of him. Allah Sheh Hisrachesh. What happened? Over what happened? He's shocked, trying to think about his relatives, about everything he ever worked for and happened. Nechor Lirois is a tragedia. She Ticho Mitsulais at the Haimis Liril and Ashusi sitting there. How could such a tragedy have befallen my entire village, my whole city, my whole world? Hakarka Yitzivashal Chaim, the strong earth upon which I lived, Nishmatatachta, was just taken away from under me. And this gal saw Kamaru Haisami Ozmi Kedab, and I saw how really I was living on something that was waiting all of these years for that moment that it would disappear. Afhu Achal Yerek Vishasa. So just like the animal is having some food, this person is also sitting down and eating something. And the animals are 10 feet away from him grazing, and he's sitting with, this human being is sitting with his bowl of food. Achli boy bali imai. But his heart's not with him. The animals, everything's fine. The human being is not. The chodol melahara al pesham is chayla. He can't stop thinking about what happened. Koshuv hoy ledivir chach me'item. This is a person that was listening to try to understand to the chach me'item, to the scientists and all the experts. Lahavin miman nigru mahatzof ayuma, try to understand, how did such a thing happen? And they have to be afraid. And what about now? Maybe they'll come in 2 days. Maybe that's the way it works. Like you have with earthquakes. It's the saddest thing. You have these people that everything is ruined, and there's a churban, and everybody's dying. And then the people go back there, and then the next day, because they have these earthquakes or whatever, the next day is Nochamo. So this person sitting there, the animals, and him, the animals are eating, he's eating. But he doesn't know. And he's thinking, that's all he's thinking. After Nishal Shaila. Now let's ask the same question we asked at the beginning. Ma mavdil lebeino lebenachai. So what's the difference between this poor guy that's sitting over there on the island and the animals that are there? Hein shneim nesunim hayu tachas ha'iyum. Both of them lived through the same threat to their lives, through the same disaster. Shneim nitzlu, they both were spared. Shneim oichlim, u'meshivim chayim lahergelim. Both of them are eating, and are going back to the routine of life. Madu mamshicha hachaya b'achilasa. So why is it that the animal continues where it left off eating? Kalohaya klum. As if nothing happened. V'nafsha shel odin nis'eres. But the soul of the person is inside of him there's a tsunami. The tsunami ended outside, but now inside he has a tsunami. Even after he's put together again to put up some kind of house, he got himself a table and a chair. What makes him different than the animal? Heavy omer. So now we could come to the nekuda ha'pnimis. Hanekuda ha'geremes lo yisun ha'odam anachai. This is the nekuda. This is the maila of an Adam over a Chai. And it sounds very, very simple. We're going to see how this develops through the Sefer. Balei Chaim choshvim ach v'rak al atzmam. Balei Chaim think only about themselves. So, but to have what an animal takes care of its young, that's just itself, an extension of itself. But they think about themselves. Ach, that's al-atzmam, it's themselves. Ach v'rak, al-anase achshav, about themselves, right now. Kol chushe balchai, all of the amazing chushim, that senses that animals were given by Hashem Yisbarach, noyadu lahatzilu me'oivav, were given to him to protect him from his enemies. Like you have these fish in the bottom of the ocean, all kinds of strange things. Can make himself look like a rock, right? You have these fish, they always look like a rock. When something's coming, one of those fish that they eat him, he makes himself into a rock. All these amazing things that Hashem made in the creation, that he has in order to protect him from his enemies. or from any natural disasters or tragedies that could happen to help him, to save him. You know, in the mountains, almost every night you come back from, some years not, from last year that came out, we didn't have any skunks. But sometimes, every night when I come out from the Beis Medrash at night, there's a couple of skunks. And I always say to them, listen, I have nothing with you, you know. I have nothing with you. You don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to bother you. You can eat the garbage, gesundheit. Take whatever you like. I have nothing with you. You don't have to worry about me. I'm not your enemy. I don't have any problems, right? You're okay? And then I don't want them to look at me either. Sometimes they look up from the garbage, right? And they give you a look and say, I have nothing to do with you. I'm not bothering you. You know, I'll give you some more if you like. Hashem's Baruch made such an amazing thing that this skunk can give one spritz. Make such a chorban. It's like it's a joke, but it's an amazing thing. Hashem's Baruch made such a sense and such a kayach to do that. K'moichein, law says, mozen lepiv, upiv ladoisev. So, it knows how to get the food that it needs for itself and for its kids. Tamid tiyeh habriya kula. The animal was created in such a way where creation itself takes care of the animal. Everything, the Bria, all of creation, is the creation is good and takes care of all of those. The animals that came out of Noach, out of the boat, after the flood, the animals didn't sit down after they came off the boat. And they didn't sit down and say, what was that? What happened? What happened? What kind of crazy thing was that? What was that? What was that marble? Why were you sitting over there like that all that time? What happened over there? And now what's going to be? Mashahaya. And what's going to be? What are we going to do for Panasa? What are we going to do? The stock market is gone. What are we going to do? There's no Wall Street anymore. What are we going to do? The term shova lirba yitzalaret shechover min mehem abul. When they came off the boat, they went running out and they got them, whatever. The creation, the Bnei Shalom gave for them. And they came back to their panos, they came back to their lives. Same thing like after the tsunami. After the marble, they just came back. That was it. They didn't have to have any post-traumatic syndrome things and to talk to therapists, you imagine. What did it feel like to be in the marble and to have from CBS and ABC or CNN? How are you managing? The animal just goes back. Everything the way we left off. The only thing the animal, all of a sudden the animals came back to their inyan, to their teva, and the animals that were best friends in the teva, they were hanging out together the whole time in the teva, all of a sudden they start to watch out again, one for the other. And everything came back to that, the way that it was. Z'oirim yoyisim and ha-marbel kulo, which to them was bigger than the whole marble. The whole marble was nothing to them. This is now important. This is my territory. Stay away from my spot. Animals are very particular. Stay away from this place. Ein b'bal chai koyach machshov lahara alma v'lom ha'irik hazayis. An animal doesn't think. Not that it doesn't have seichel. It has a seichel of an animal. It doesn't think about what happened. The Lama Irakazites. Why did this happen? My Garmas Adav, what caused this to happen? Uminayin Shlo Ye'orah Machashenis, and what's going to prevent this from happening tomorrow? Doesn't think like that. Chachmasan this time of Bazoi Shehitzel Atzmai. The Chachma, the animal, ends. Hashem gave it such a Chachma. It hears a tsunami 2 days away. It smells the tsunami 2 days away. Life, it runs for the hills. Comes back. Finished. That's it. Mitzido yishape cha'ilim apiv. As far as the animal is concerned, the whole world could turn over. Yirash v'yigash v'yach, like it happened by the marble. Ublvad yivosa shalom yisavei v'chai. The animal doesn't care about it. All the animal cares, I'm alive and my stomach is full. That's all. So you see all these books that they make for children that carry over even into when you get older, to give this feeling, this thought that animals have these machshavas, and have these, think in this way, and have this way, like a human being to think. And everything is with the, you know, and with the dolls, and with the stuffed animals, and with the cartoons, and with the shows. Now it's a very popular thing to have all these animated movies, that they make everything with animals talking like people. Someone was telling me, one of the chavers telling me that they saw with the kids there was something, it's a movie, but it's not a movie, it's a cartoon. And they have one animal talks like a Jew, and the other animal talks like a black person, the third animal talks like a Spanish guy. The animals, and such people go like that, people have such an inyan to do that and to make it look like that. The animal doesn't have a cheshbon. The animal's cheshbon is, I'm alive, I'm alive. Even though it's not what I means, but this bria I feel is alive, and if my stomach is getting empty, then I have to get something. Period. U'bezois shayin ha'adam. Human being is different. But it's not just a little bit different. It's a different min. It's a different bria. And when you get to a Jew. B'zayis shayin ha'adam. Ashenichem b'chush noisav mahusi. That Hashem Yisbach gave a human being an additional chush. But this chush is mahuti. Mahuti means it's an essence of who he is. La'asit atzmei letzdodem, to go and sit on the side like a guy by the tsunami, after the tsunami, even though he could be a person that's not educated at all, never went to school in his life, but to sit down there and to think, v'lachshev al ha'briya, kifi shehi, to think about the briya, what is this? What is this? What is this? What's the world? What's the tachlis? What happened? What's going to happen? What is this? Why did this happen? And not only about himself. Even after the guy was saved from the tsunami, his heart is trembling. And if he's a religious person, then of course he's thinking, like, why did God do this? Or if he's an Ovid of Azar, why did the gods do this? Whatever it is. Kate said, you're not so upon this service. And what can be done to help the world, to save the world? It's such a thing that people shouldn't, God forbid, should happen again. Some of the most chashuva people who went through different kinds of tzaras, and they learned from the tzara, and they went and they tried to help other people with tzaras, with that tzara. You have a person, let's say, who's an alcoholic, chalila, or a drug addict. And I've had conversations with some of these people that they spend the rest of their lives helping other people because they ask themselves, why did I go through such an inyan? And maybe I could help somebody. I could talk to someone, another kid, a person, to give chizuk, to try to understand, why is this? What is this for? Ma oimed achari kol inyan is, what's behind this whole inyan? It's not even a question. And even if this guy's entire family miraculously survived the tsunami, they all survived. But the Indian makes him crazy. And it causes a rash, a tumult, a noise inside of his head and his heart. He thinks of all different things, and if he's very, if he's a person with ambition, he'll try to help to do something to prevent or whatever he can do to make it better for himself, for other people, if this happens again. Why? Because he's an Adam, a human being, not an animal. A human being relates to the world, to the Metzias, beyond the moment that he's in. And the world of a human being is much bigger than the place he's sitting in and the moment that he's living in. Much, much bigger. Isha Kotan. Anugela Atzmiyusa. Kitzvi Shechotze Yarba Mehiris. Page 51. Like a deer that's able to run through a forest so fast. The curve al reshes side prusel raglov, and it's getting close to a trap that was laid to catch it. Kimach in estabech balavdan, almost just avoided, almost got trapped. Tchushoysav hir ishuhu al kain. Again, the animal had this chush, that something is not normal over here. There's something on the ground that's not regular. Even though the animal's running 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, the animal all of a sudden stops or goes around. Sova lekvaysav ikev darkim mokamach, and it goes a different way. Lahamshich lishait merchokim vekalus raglam, to run fast. Kelahaya klum, like nothing happened. He doesn't think, what is it? What do these people have against me? What are they constantly laying out these traps? What's going on? And I'm not going to go anywhere anymore. I'm not going to run anymore, because the world is dangerous. It's crazy. They got these human beings all over the place trying to trap me. I'm just going to stay in a cave and whatever. I'm not going to. There's nothing like that. Just runs around, goes to the next, and goes right there. That's it. Mamshech shigros yarmi, just continues with his day. Gam la'ach shenigrim ovel, even though somebody did to him a terrible ovel. The hunters were doing a terrible injustice to him. They're trying to ruin his life. V'vilu v'retfu, and they scared him, and they were chasing after him. Nistayma redifas achatul, u'nevirosa v'ashpa mamshicha mimokim shepaska. You see a cat, the cat's in the garbage, and he sees a human being, and the cat gets scared. You've seen this, and you want the cat to go away. You go inside, and as soon as you go away, the cat's right back by the garbage. He doesn't think this is a bad place. I better not hang out over here. He sees it's okay now. The balabas is inside. He's looking at me through the window. That's nothing's going to happen like that. And that's it. He continues with the garbage. Dailo shirega hayva nitzim ala ayim ala. This moment he's fine. He's okay, so this is a cheshbon. Almost a second. This is a cheshbon. Big cheshbon. Ain't a toward man ha'uv de sha'im aydenu kayim ala chayim. He doesn't start a campaign, a crusade, to speak to cats about not hanging around by garbage cans. I almost got killed. You wouldn't believe what almost happened to me. I was by this garbage can. This guy came out with a baseball bat. I'm telling you, chevra, stay away from garbage cans. Stay away from garbage cans. It's a bad place. You got these human beings there. They're walking around with these big bats. They're going to kill us. A cat doesn't have a cheshma like that. But he doesn't have cheshma. I'm going to get killed tomorrow. I made it today, but tomorrow I'm going to get killed. It just goes on. When a human being senses and he sarva oyev, the danger is he has an enemy. Ein hanirdof osur grak b'lihinot. So it's not just a matter of saving my skin this second, v'sulo, and that's it. Eli ikemach shavtei sevevus v'haylechus amashemasik es moyach haroidev. He's trying to understand, why is this guy after me? Why is he trying to kill me? What does he want from me? And if it's not with his life, with money or something, what does he want from me, this guy? V'koyach machshavtei chaydol moyach haroidev. He's trying to get into the brain of the person who's after him. What does this guy want from me? Mara sisilai. What did I ever do to him that he's after me? How is it possible he might be able to get what he wants to do? Ketzad ashkit kasa. What can I do to stop this guy from coming after me? He's being angry. And not only that, if he's a dangerous guy, then what can I do to prevent him from hurting not only me, but from hurting other people? It's a chelik from the whole Bria. It's not just him. A human being is a chelik of the whole Bria and knows that he's a chelik from the whole Bria. Next week, Mitzvah will continue with Bechira and the Madrega V'Yid.